Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, all that stuff.
And this will come out mid, in between.
Pretty much halfway between.
Yeah, I reckon. Wednesday, the whatever it is, we... Anyway, whatever. So, hops to home for December.
The final one for 2021.
2021. And if you thought this year was bad, last year was bad. Well, ish. Next year, who knows?
Oh, man. Well, we don't normally timestamp it. We're doing this Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And, man, it's changing.
Oh, isn't it?
It is everywhere and...
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I know.
States that didn't have it, now they've got 700 cases. And who knows when this comes out in 5 days or whatever it is. Who knows what that's going to be then? We might... Anyway.
And whether we've got the right metric around... cases or hospitalizations, all that sort of jazz. Anyway.
We're still in the same shed, so whatever.
Correct. And we're taking it while we can get it.
Yes.
Because I reckon it's still going to change.
Definitely.
But anyway, we have 5 ripping beers from our final Hopster Home.
Yes.
I'm going to say ever-ish.
Well, probably ever Hopster Home. It's a bit weird. We decided to have a bit of a break, but might be forever, we don't know. Let's see what happens. Yep.
Depends on how many people like ping us and just like come.
We've had a couple of nice
people
reach out, and we'll give a few shout outs at the end. Correct. But we don't know what's going to happen.
No, who knows? Just like Corona.
So. But stay subscribed. If you didn't hear us last episode, stay subscribed.
Exactly.
Because if we do something, it'll just pop out there.
Yeah. And if you unsubscribe, you'll never know.
No.
It's quite simple. So, anyway.
Righto.
Strong Arm Export Pilsner with Hop Nation and Hopster Home.
Collaboration, beautiful.
Fields, a new brewery, I reckon.
It is.
Pale Ale. So looking forward to that one. Ocean Reach Brewing, Nipah. So friends of the show.
Definitely.
And this is Bonehead Brewing Hopster Home collaboration. Enter the Dragon Fruit and Passion Fruit Hazy IPA. Now, there's a mouthful and a half, isn't there?
Yep.
And this one seems quite interesting, but the old Gin Barrel Goza from Four Pillars and Hargraves Hill.
Wow.
So that's something different
Reagan. That's going to be interesting.
Yep. Sort of picked that order because we don't know what the last two are going to be like. We've got a fair idea, I reckon, of the first three. That's probably about...
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
where we're at. Yep. I reckon. So,
we're a little bit scared of. Yeah, crack that open
because it's
go for it.
Hot. Well, it's warm.
It's perfect actually. Today we're 28 or something in Melbourne. We've been in the pool.
Yep.
It's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely.
Summer's finally sort of here in Melbourne anyway, and it'll go away again, I'm sure.
Oh, for as a couple quick of days. As it comes. That's Melbourne. That is for sure. But jeepers creepers, if that's not that is. Crystal clear Stanley screwdriver.
It sure is.
Head is just bubbling away there.
It's perfect.
Perfect.
It's a picture perfect beer, that one.
Definitely. That's, if someone says, what's a beer look
what's
like?
What's a beer look like? Yep.
That's
draw
it.
Me a picture of a beer. Yep. That's what you get.
That's in the Britannica. Was it? Were they going to encyclopedias?
Oh, I remember those.
Yeah. Jeez. Our kids wouldn't even know what they are, would they?
No, that's the only way we could find out stuff,
correct.
Wasn't it?
Absolutely. Jeez. Now it's like, what? There's no internet. Are you for real?
I just want to ask Google.
Exactly.
Hop Nation now. Also, this is our last-ish episode. It's also a first. I've done no homework.
Yeah.
I've got no notes. I've got nothing. I can't even tell you. I know we've done a few Hop Nations before.
Yep.
No idea how many.
Well...
I've dropped the ball.
That's right. You've been busy.
I've been very busy. Very busy. I've just had a few weeks off. That's why we're laughing.
Yeah. But, you know, that's all right. You're in,
wind down mode.
That's right. It's Christmas.
Yeah.
What more do you say? But, because we didn't get the cards in the pack again. They're electronic.
Oh, that's right.
So new collaboration exclusive release to Hopster Home members. Strong Arm Export Pilsner. We've again teamed up with Hop Nation for our latest collab. This can release is exclusive to Hopster Home members, so you won't get these tinnies anywhere else. You need a Strong Arm to prize this export strength Pilsner from the hand of any punter who's taken a sip. Crisp and refreshing with an added little kick. You'll wish you were more than a couple of cans for you to quaff. 5.6 ABV, and of course, fresh, canned fresh in November. And just tasting that, that is just typically refreshing, I reckon.
It's definitely a pilsner. Hey, on the label, there's a, is that a magpie? We're not good with birds.
Yeah, well,
we're not ornithologists.
No, we've been down that path before.
But I reckon it's a, magpie flexing his muscles, and he's got tats all over him.
Could be.
And
I'll have to ask my wife.
Well, yeah, they'll tell us straight away. Yeah. They go, you idiots. Of course, yeah, to something else.
Exactly.
But I reckon all the other stuff, there's all little drawings on there. Are they tattoos that, like old style tattoos?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah, the old anchor and
pirate ship. And
even your bird's got some of those on his own.
Oh, he does too.
So there you go.
But it's a typical Hop Nation label.
The old green and...
green and black and the white wraparound. Yeah, we did a Hop Nation last episode, I reckon, didn't we?
Yeah, I reckon.
Jeez, I wish I had my notes. Anyway.
What that is. But anyway, these guys in Footscray, so not far from the train station, and not a bad little spot to sit around and have a few ales.
That's more that... There's a lot more to chew on in that than I thought there was going to be.
Yeah, true.
We might have stuffed the order up already, I reckon, with that. That's more than a pilsner to me.
You reckon?
That's,
yeah, it's still got that lagerish type.
Definitely. Notes, but there's just bit more, I don't know, that menthol-y. You can taste the alcohol, I reckon. Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Well, because the pilsner should be quite full of flavour as well. So it's from my notes from a while ago, but
because a lot, like if you go like overseas, like in Europe, there's heaps of pilsner, but it's not that flavourful.
No, I don't reckon. Yeah,
it's kind of like our drafts, but
yeah,
this is more than that.
Absolutely, I think this is probably a bit more typical of what it should be.
I wonder if, because let's be honest as well, part of the reason we're winding down a bit is I'm off the grog. That's the first full strength beer I've had.
Oh
for,
yeah, right.
I don't know.
Jeez, a little while.
Weeks, yeah. Mm. So maybe I'm getting a different taste. Yeah, right. And I've just had a couple of zeros just before.
Sure.
So, yeah, I wonder.
Yeah, well, maybe. Yeah. Interesting. Well, let's just see your journey.
Let's keep that in mind. Right.
Very good. A virgin palate.
Awesome. All righty. Well,
yeah, not much else, but we've done a few of those guys before, that is for sure.
We've got to be 10 or 15, I reckon, of those guys. Yeah. Jeez. Yeah.
Well, you tried that on me last time, I reckon.
Like, yeah, we did. We had the game, didn't we? Yeah, we
I should have got
listened to the last episode.
Anyway, let's have a crack at the new brewery for this one, Fields Pale Ale.
I did read about where they are.
Sure.
Brisbane, aren't they?
Thereabouts, you dinged me the other
that's
day.
That's right, I said, you're in Brisbane. I said, you should drop past there.
Yeah, you did. Had me, that's a journey and a half just to get to Brisbane these days. But you wonder what for.
Pretty amazing that you actually got there, though.
Yes, definitely. I was sitting on the plane you got Wi-Fi on the plane. There's, the thing I used to like about aeroplanes and travel is that you're off-grid. No phones, no Wi-Fi, no nothing. And now you jump on a plane and they go, oh, lemon Wi-Fi, you've got to be kidding me. So I had to log on. I got a fair bit of work to do. And Microsoft Teams, it's a great platform. But, geez, people ping you because they see that you're online.
Oh, like, you're green. Yeah, sure.
Yes. And so they're all like, oh, can you do this? Can you do that? And I said, well, not just now, because I'm flying at the moment and I'm hoping I'll get into Brisbane. When I get to Brisbane, I'll be able to log on properly and sort things out for you. And that's just, oh, yeah, killer. But anyway, and you pinged me at one point and said, how about you go and see these guys?
Yeah.
And I go, yeah.
No. I haven't got time for that. I'm actually working. Not like some.
Yeah, some of us have to work for a living.
Take a step back. I've looked up our spreadsheet. We've done 8 Hop Nations.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Ah. Well, a bit there shy of the 15 then.
Yes, that was a bit wrong. And the last one we just did was the Mind Your Head. It was the low alcohol episode.
Or the 0.5. Whatever.
Yes.
Yeah, awesome.
There you go. I've had a couple of those since as well.
Yeah, sure.
How can I forget that? Anyway, Fields.
Fields. Look out. But we're a bit more hazy. Probably, I reckon, similar colour on the...
It's a Stanley.
Yep, Stanley.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And just a touch hazy.
Smells different.
got a nice aroma about, doesn't it?
Yep.
Jeez. It's just amazing that difference between a lager and an ale. Just still blows me away. Just
you can definitely
pick it.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Straight away. So was it, I think it was Dutton from memory, Dutton Park or Dutton South or something, and I might be totally wrong, but it's not far from the CBD.
No, it didn't look it from the map you sent me, so there's a few in and around that neck of the woods, I reckon.
There was a couple that popped up there. When you Google must know, oh, you're looking for a brewery. Even though I searched for these guys specifically, it came up and showed you all the others, you know, around that area.
Yeah, okay. So, but I guess heading back to the Hops to Home card, so we've got pretty basic.
There wasn't much on this, was there?
Refreshing.
Yeah.
Classic. 4.4 ABV.
That's on the can. Balanced, refreshing, classic, and 4.4, yep.
There you go. And that's a really, that's a warm beer.
Yeah, that's a warm beer for sure. Yep.
I reckon
we stuffed the order up for these two. I reckon that...
Yeah.
Do you feel that or not? Yeah, or is that just me?
I guess from an ABV perspective, definitely.
Yes.
This one, the old Pilsners, that lager just has that lager flavour that we're probably too used to.
Yeah, sure.
I reckon.
Yep.
For me.
Also, you're saying because of that, you're happier with the order that we've done?
Because I prefer this one.
Yeah, okay. So you sort of step up to this one. Yeah, right.
But we've had some really nice lagers over the journey as well that have definitely challenged our palate. But that's not bad.
Yeah, that's pretty good too.
There you go from a backing off on the old...
I notice it. I really did notice the alcohol in the first one.
Huh.
But maybe it's just because I just came from a 0.5.
Sure.
Straight into a 5.6.
It's a big jump.
Yeah.
So a bit more of a note here on the Hops to Home card that you may or may not have in your hand. We believe the best quality beer is all about balance. Our story, like our beer, is genuine and uncomplicated. We're mates who met at university who've had careers in the corporate world but have landed back in a mutual love for beer.
Awesome.
We are family-focused Brisbane dads who love and respect the beer industry, who have wanted to be part of it for a long time. We are doing this for a simple reason. It's very hard to ignore something you believe in and want to see succeed. Our beers are a combination of quality, creativity, and tradition. That's perfect. If I had that on tap at home...
Yeah, I'd be happy with that.
Yeah,
right, yeah, definitely. For sure. And 4.4, not going to knock your socks off either.
No, not at all.
Because there's some beers that are just huge.
Oh, you can go stupid
with
them, really. But and that's probably a bit of a challenge, I reckon, for the brewer, just to go, well, how big can you go?
Yeah.
And how flavourful can you make it? And it's probably the same at the other end.
Yep.
You know, how low can you go and how still full of flavour can you...
Yeah, how much can you pack in? Yeah, exactly.
Oh, well, you can just stick to the middle of the road and just be happy.
Yep.
So
make what you like.
Mm.
Drink what you like. Well, thanks, Fields, for being our last first brewery. Because we don't get many new breweries like that. Few and far between.
No.
I can't believe how quick we got to 100 breweries. Yeah. 200 beers it was, the same episode, remember? Mm. 200 beers and 100 breweries. And now we've done 560 beers, I think, and 150 or 60 breweries. Like that extra 60 has taken 350 beers to get.
Definitely.
Which is unreal.
Definitely. Anyway, nice work, and blame New South Wales. That's all I can say.
Glad us all. Poor Dom. Whatever.
Yeah, no, I'll just stick with Gladys.
All right.
I'll just go back to the root cause.
It'll be interesting to listen to this when it comes out in 5 days and laugh at us going... You wouldn't believe what's happened in those last 5 days.
That's right.
It's either going to be crazy worse or it's all going to just magically go away and go, what happened?
What for us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to be the same.
Yeah. No.
Actually, that's part of the fun of this. I'm looking forward to going back and listening to all our, because we've kind of documented what's been going on.
Not only has it been our journey in craft beer.
Yeah.
That... It's been our life journey over a really weird period.
Massively.
From when we started. So what was that, mid 2018. Everything was fine.
Yeah.
Hunky dory, fine and dandy, no issues. And we're like, what's all this craft beer business about?
I had no idea.
Yeah. And here we are, experts, clearly experts in the field.
Well, I should probably say thanks for dragging me along on this journey.
Cause, yeah, fair enough.
Because when I started, like, you know, I was no help to you.
That's what made it work.
I didn't even know what ABV stood for in the first episode. I'm like, what are you talking about there?
Yeah, that's been one hell of a ride, that is for sure. Not only in beer, but
Just
in life.
It'll be interesting to go back and listen to all these one day, I reckon. For us, cool. Anyway. I'm not saying anyone else will go back and listen to them, but I will for sure. In the nursing home.
Porch. Yeah. Rocking backwards and forwards in our wheelchairs.
So, Ocean Reach. And collaboration? Hopes to Home, it is.
There you go.
Actually, speaking of Hopes to Home, we should give them a big shout-out because 3 years, I think.
Yeah, well, would be.
That was the start of 19.
Yeah.
They started sending us, and we'll just explain it real quick because most people probably don't know. We've mentioned it a couple of times, but we've never met those guys.
No.
We ended up, you were a customer of theirs, I think, early on.
Yeah.
And we started doing a couple episodes just off our own bat.
Correct.
And then I think we pinged them and said, do you want to work together? And they said, that would be awesome if we could offer our listeners a bit of value added stuff. And so what they did, Dave, hope you don't mind me saying, but you've been paying for the 10 pack every month.
Yep.
But Hops to Home send us a 20.
Yep.
So we get 5 extras to do this recording. Yep. And we get 5 to split up and to enjoy and
share and social media and all that.
Exactly,
sort of
So for 3 years, they've sent us 10 extra beers a month, which is massive.
Absolutely.
And what we're doing hasn't been the cheapest hobby.
No.
It's not an expensive one either, really. But they've helped us out a lot.
Like, absolutely.
It's been really good. And trying heaps of beers that we wouldn't go and buy ourselves.
I reckon that's been the beauty of the Hops to Home thing. You know, any of these subscription type things. But the Hops to Home specifically, they source fresh beer from anywhere, anyone. They try not to get the same beer every time.
Well, I think they guarantee. I think there might be some sort of guarantee there.
So it's you just never know what you're going to get.
No.
And it's been an absolute pleasure to taste these beers. And they haven't all been what we would...
No, definitely not. Not a waste. But we found some that we wouldn't have tried before. We found breweries we probably wouldn't have got our hands on before.
So, yeah, those guys have done really well. And there's been a couple of... Because there's been a couple of emails back and forth since we sort of said to them that we're sort of pulling the pin a little bit.
Yep.
And they've just been more than appreciative of the work that we've done. And, it's back right at them. I mean, it's just an amazing job they're doing and... getting those beers in everyone's hand, even though Aussie Post
got that challenge. That's why this one's a bit late again.
Because I do know someone else that listens or contributes to this podcast. They got their beers within the first week. Here we are. And they are in regional Victoria.
Yeah, and we're only around the corner from these guys, I think.
Not far. So anyway, not to worry.
Anyway, cheers Hops to Home.
Right.
Yeah, you're doing well with the collaborations and that. Keep that
thanks,
going.
Thanks, guys.
Too.
You've made our life easy. So, new collaboration, as you've said, early release exclusive to Hops to Home members, Orbit and the Gang. Hey, we go back to Orbit and the Gang, isn't it? I guess it's Orbit being Ocean Reach Brewing and the Gang.
Yeah, but their other ones have been ORB and the Gang.
Yeah.
As well. The other collaborations.
Oh, yeah, sure.
So, there must be a range.
Maybe.
Of ORB and the Gang.
So we've again teamed up with Ocean Reach Brewery for our latest collab in the Orb and the Gang series. Our members will be the first in Australia to enjoy the beer exclusively before it's further released to the public. We had a bright tropical flavours. We had always had pineapple notes. We experienced the pillowy mouthfeel. We've rocked the Galaxy hops. Jeez, I'm struggling today. We danced around Vic's secret hops. We're space trucking around the Nipah. Jeez, that's a
Is it from a song? Because the other ones have been from a song.
There's something going on there.
So on the can, it's full of space people. There's a spaceman and Jupiter or Saturn. Now, which one's got the rings?
Yeah, Saturn.
Yep. There's a moon. There's a shooting star. What is going on? There's something behind this. Come on.
I'm glad you're off the grog because I like that one.
You know what? When I saw it, I thought, that's going to be the one. I was going to say, can I just have that one?
No, you can't. You said, I'm trying to put...
Yeah, no. Yeah, you can be my sponsor. I've got to say, though, I can taste the alcohol in it.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, because what ABV? We're looking at six ABV.
Yeah, right. Okay, not that high.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, that's funny, isn't it?
That's got some really nice flavours. And that's again, a hazy Stanley.
Very hazy, which is grouse.
Geez, the aroma and flavour on that.
That is...
But these guys...
Really nice.
Ocean Reach in Phillip Island, Victoria. So cows, more specifically. And, this would be the perfect time of the year to get down that neck of the woods, I reckon. And
a lot of people will be, I reckon. Yep,
not far from Melbourne town, that is for sure.
11 we've done.
11.
Ocean Reach, right. There's very few. Okay. And I reckon they've all been hops to home.
How right.
I don't remember...
Ah.
I reckon I haven't got the notes, but
we haven't purchased any on our own.
I don't think so.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Interesting.
Yeah, could be wrong. Anyway,
but that is one tasty neighbor.
That is nice, isn't it?
Yeah. So you're back on the bandwagon.
We've stuffed the order up because only because I'm not having any more heavies after this episode. I'm going to finish on a gozer.
Palate cleanser.
I might have to come back to this and just have a sip. Yeah, just a little sip.
Sure, no worries. Palate reset. nice work. But that's a ripper. I'd love to get
that. What do you say about that? Crikey. Yeah. That's grouse.
Only positive things to say. Put that in the fridge with you.
I want to know what space trucking around the Dnieper means. That's got to be from a song or something. Anyway, I'm going to look it up afterwards. We might put something in the show notes.
Maybe. Anyway. The only thing I can think of that's, and it's probably way off, but you know that Star Trek.
I'm thinking exactly the same thing.
Across the universe.
Yeah. That's.
I
thought exactly the same thing, but I thought I.
That's probably a similar sort of time frame when you think about the other references, I think. You know, when you go back a few years.
Yeah.
Well,
there's a celebration. Like the...
Yep.
Because there's a play on the Cool in the Gang.
Yep.
Because ORB in the Gang.
Yep.
Then there was another song as well, wasn't there?
Yep. Mm. That was a few. Anyway, we're doing well there. But anyway,
Good. Everyone's tuned out. Well, we work it out. Anyway...
Except those that just love hearing our voice.
Oh. There's a few. I'm going to give some shout outs.
Yeah, right. Why not?
So we've had a few listeners that have sort of been in touch over the years. What, 3.5 years? Something like that. So, and you all know who you are on social media and all that sort of stuff, but I'm going to just rattle off a couple of notes.
Sure. Glad to do.
So we got Rusty.
Rusty.
Mason.
And we tried one of Rusty's.
We did. We got a Rusty. Homebrews. We got the Rusty Pale. Rusty Pale,
yeah
we did
that
too.
That was quite tasty.
That was a little while ago too. Actually, I think that's the only homebrew that anyone sent into us.
Yeah.
I think we put the call out a while ago.
We did.
And he was the only one that sent it to us.
Yeah.
And that was awesome. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Mason. Yeah. John.
Yep.
Michelle.
Of course.
Lisa.
Excellent.
David from Queensland somewhere.
Yep.
Yeah,
the list goes on.
Yeah, there is heaps more, but thanks for hanging in there, everyone. And these guys have all been there from the start, I think, too.
Correct. And the emails that we've had since we sort of announced our retirement,
sabbatical?
Before we have our comeback.
Come back to it. The last time John Farnham to it.
But the emails have been quite touching.
Oh, massively.
I guess, you know, like, I mean,
Again, oh, we're so chuffed.
We're just two middle-aged guys that love beer.
Yeah.
And, you know, and we're just talking about it. So that's just our experience. And it's really appreciate the people that have listened over the years. And
well, we wouldn't have gone this long if we didn't, if there was no one listening.
No.
We wouldn't have kept it going.
Clearly.
But
yeah.
Anyway, enough of that.
Correct. Yeah, otherwise we'll get all teary.
Yeah, I know.
Yep.
Look at the colour on that. What have we got here? Read it out again.
This is the Dragon Fruit and Passion Fruit Hazy IPA.
Okay. From
Bonehead and Hopstown. Hope you guys know what you're doing. Jeebus, almost doesn't matter what we say now, does it?
No obligation anymore. Bonehead, friends of the show.
They are. They were one of the early ones that we we sat in their tap room.
We did.
Incognito.
Yes.
And
actually, it's the only one you can get, I think. The only episode, the only incognito. Right? We've only done two.
Oh, okay. Come on. We've got to build it up a little bit.
But yeah, we dropped in there and I think we did a fair few of their beers on tap.
We did.
And that was, I think that was back before they were even doing cans. Is that right?
Oh, look,
it's a long time ago.
Sure. It was a while ago. Yeah, definitely. So, but geez, that has got an interesting colour about it. So, if someone said dragon fruit, what colour is that? And unless I'd seen the label.
Is the dragon fruit on there?
No, it's just purple.
No. There's a passion fruit on there.
Oh, your favourite.
Yeah, they're taunting me with the passion fruit.
Hang on, let's just stir Dave up a little bit. Just go, it's not on top of a sponge. All right.
I know. Who puts that on top of a pav or whatever? I had a pav the other day. Because Christmas time. We had our family Christmas last weekend. Had a pav. Oh, man.
Yeah,
awesome. Haven't had one for years. No passion fruit.
Okay, there you go. So you're okay.
I'm okay with the passion fruit flavour. I've said it before. I just don't like the pips.
Just
pips have no business being in things that shouldn't have pips. So whatever.
So we've again teamed up with Bonehead for our latest collab together. We're back at it with Hops Home team, conjuring up something special just for your pack. You've probably noticed we love a good hazy and might even picked up that we're not afraid of the odd adjunct or two. Put all that together and this is what we end up into the Dragon Fruit, a fruit-forward hazy IPA with dragon and passion fruits landing the infamous one punch.
One inch punch?
Oh, it's just saying one punch on here.
But on the can. It word for word so far, but this is one inch punch.
Okay.
And I know what that is, so I'll tell you in
a minute. Okay, a deep purple hazy IPA, the sweetness coming from the fruit and hop selections. So is that the fruit or is that the hops you're picking on?
Don't think, feel. I reckon I Googled that during the week. I reckon I read that. I reckon there's a Neil Diamond song.
Yeah, right.
I could be wrong about that. No, I reckon that's it. But the one-inch punch is, did you ever see, because it's Bruce Lee, obviously, End of the Dragon.
Ah, see, I'm not good at that.
So, well, there's a movie, End of the Dragon.
Sure.
Which I never saw. But, and he, I don't know if it's in that, but Bruce Lee did this thing where he did this punch where he'd hold his hand up against something, touching it with his fingertips.
Right.
But then quickly close his hand into a fist and punch.
Yeah, really.
And the power of that was a punch that I'm sure you or I couldn't do.
That's the one-inch punch.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
I didn't know it was called that, but I guess that's what they're talking about.
25.4 millimeter punch. It's the 1 inch. Well,
that's unreal.
Interesting. I was scared.
Does that, is that what dragon fruit tastes like? Because
I don't know.
Never had a dragon fruit, I don't think.
Don't recall.
I reckon I looked through, because dragon fruit rings a bell.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked through our spreadsheet and couldn't find dragon fruit.
Yeah, right.
But I reckon I've heard about that.
I get a sweetness there that could be from that, but I really don't know. But
I wouldn't say it's passion fruit.
No.
Not picking that up.
No.
Have we talked about the colour? We haven't, have we? Because I don't know if I've had a colour like that before.
Yeah, that's pretty different. There's no tool in the shed here that sort of...
Well, it's pink.
Yeah.
No, I got nothing. Maybe a bit of...
Well, maybe almost the handle on your hacksaw over there. Not that that's pink, but
sure. Picking on my hacksaw. You'll find some sandpaper.
I don't have an axle that colour. Mine's grey. Remember?
A manly grey.
Maybe you're in touch with your feminine inside there. Pink boots, hacksaw.
Good charity.
Absolutely. But, Bonehead are in Kensington in...
Melbourne?
Yep. So, yeah, three Melbournes, one Brizzy so far.
Oh, yeah.
Hmm.
And another
Melbourne.
Another Melbourne, yeah.
But that's not bad. Again, I was going to say I was a bit hesitant around that one, but probably not something, and we've said it before, we just said it earlier, this is not something I would go and buy. No. If I saw that on the shelf, I'd... No,
definitely not. And it's not, but it's not made for us either.
No, but that's.
I'm sure when they were putting this together, they weren't thinking, "Oh, Dave and Dave will love this."
That's right, exactly. But
that's refreshing.
Absolutely, that's probably perfect for a poolside.
Mm-hmm.
That's poolside beer, I reckon. It's
a bit of a fruit juice and
yeah,
yeah,
and 6.6. ABV, so she's up there.
Stepping up.
It certainly is. And canned fresh, is that consistent with the...
Well, I just saw the date. We haven't done any of the dates, but they're all... Yeah, it is canned fresh, yes. Sure. 23rd of November.
Right.
Look at that. It's on the side of the can. Don't see it like that very often. Like big front and centre.
There you go.
Hmm. Actually, Bonehead, their other beers are all... They've got the characters. They've got the cartoon characters on them, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
This one's very different.
That is a bit different.
But I guess it's a collaboration, so... And I can't pick what it is. I reckon there's a... Is it a devil? But is he... I don't know what he's doing. I can't figure it out.
He's trying to pick out the pips.
Trying to pick out the pips of a giant passion fruit. Yeah, I don't blame him. He's got nunchucks there.
Yeah, look, I'm not good at that game.
No. Actually,
long-time listeners would know.
I don't think it's even a devil, you know. I reckon it's... That might be a dragon fruit.
Oh.
Okay. Maybe that's what a dragon fruit looks like. I don't know. We've talked enough about them.
Yeah. Don't know. I can't help you at all. But all I know is that...
Happy with that.
Definitely had worse.
Okay.
Hmm.
Nice.
In the nicest possible way.
All right. Well, prepare to be surprised or here we go.
Gin Barrel Gozer.
They're talking about things that I wouldn't choose off the shelf personally.
But I've got to say, that's an interesting label.
It is. And is it, I haven't had a close look, but it's wood barrel, like it's textured.
Correct.
Yep. And it's got the Hargreaves Hill with their font on the side.
So I think it's classy, and if anything would capture my attention, it would be that.
Well, I reckon what would capture my attention is the four pillars.
Oh, yeah, right. So you been there?
No.
No. You
can pass it.
Really?
Haven't been in there. Oh, you been in there?
Yeah.
Oh, look out.
Yeah.
Okay.
I spent a few dollars in there.
Oh, okay. Healesville?
Healesville, yeah.
It's on that corner, isn't it? Like you head into town and it's a great big building. Yeah, okay.
So Four Pillars is a distillery, gin sort of things, and gin's an interesting process.
I've never explored. Maybe Aussie gin explorers. Maybe we go quick. Is that register?
We're pivoting. Pivot.
Register before someone else does.
But we went there a few years ago with the brother-in-law and my sister and. He's a bit of a gin guru, and I had no idea how gin was...
I know nothing about it.
Yeah, maybe I shouldn't say, but anyway.
right.
I'm going to say it's the flavouring of alcohol.
Right, okay.
So it didn't... I was really keen to get in there and go, being a home brewer and...
Yeah.
Understanding the process about brewing, I sort of thought, here we go, we're into gin, we're off and racing, and then down the back of the warehouse or the tasting room was a couple of IBCs. I can't remember what they stand for, but they're like 1,000 liter vessels
mm-hmm.
of what was it? Wheat-based alcohol.
Right. Oh, so, just so not flavoured. That's their
ethanol. Actually, it was ethanol. It was right. wheat-based ethanol. Was what it said.
So that's like their base, and yeah. then they flavour that.
Correct.
Right.
So up through the stills, they put in their botanicals that right. are the flavourings okay. around. So they're basically flavouring the alcohol, and then they add the water to yep. dilute the because if you got ethanol, you're 99% proof.
Sure.
So you got to halve it.
Got to back it off. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Get down to 50% with the flavours.
Right.
That's it. Okay. So again, there's a process to flavour the alcohol. I get that.
Yep.
But I just found that an interesting process because I was expecting to see the fermentation process about it, but they seem to buy that in.
Right. Okay.
But how this was put together, I don't know. And I haven't been there for a while, so maybe I'm a bit out of school. Well,
there's a bit of guff on the side of the can. I don't know if you do you want me to read it out or
go
you
got for
the,
it.
All right. This is 2021 edition. So. Maybe they've done gin barrel goes as before.
Oh, yeah.
A collaboration between Four Pillars and Hargraves Hill. This goza was soured and aged in Four Pillars gin barrels just long enough for gin characteristics to take hold without too much oak coming through.
Sure.
Botanicals were then added to enhance the distinguishing gin notes. A highly sessionable yet intricate brew.
Nice.
There you go.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, what was I going to say? So, again, I guess heading back to Four Pillars, the one thing like we really, well, I think we even bought at the time, was the Four Pillars Spiced Negroni Gin.
Cheapers. When was this? Like 2 years ago? Like during the podcast?
Before that? My sister been gone.
Oh, okay, a long time. Right on.
Gone.
That's she's still with us. Yeah. Yeah, different country.
Yeah, just different country. Yep, she's in far more strife than what we are.
Yeah.
But,
okay, but yeah, I don't know. Well, outside okay. the podcast correct. Is what I'm getting at.
Yeah,
cool.
But we ended up, because we quite like a Negroni, and very bitter, very interesting flavour. Something that's probably quite... oh, I don't know. I don't know whether you can describe it actually, because okay. we had the Budgie Smugglers in Ringwood.
Ringwood, yeah.
They've got a Negroni type mix, and we tried to have that 2 nights ago, I reckon.
Oh,
and
right.
It just didn't have the oomph that this did.
Okay.
And really interesting flavor. Anyway, get on the website fourpillarsgin.com and have a crack at the Negroni because it's
okay.
It's not cheap, but it's a really interesting flavour, and they make some really good stuff, but it's just interesting to, I guess, understand where they come from, how they get
yep.
to that flavour. But and I reckon even when we were there, they were talking about a Christmas, must have been around Christmas, I reckon. They did a Christmas pudding type gin flavour.
Yeah, right.
So they'd almost make a Christmas pud in the system and let it go up through and done from there. But whether that's still available, I don't know. But, yeah. But I guess getting back to the beer that we've got in front of us.
Actually, we haven't even talked about it, have we? No, crystal clear.
Crystal clear. I'm going to say that no head.
Zero.
Sour.
And
type.
Stanley yellow.
Yeah. And that's not unpleasant.
Yeah, she's pretty dry.
Mm, that's probably not. Again, not something I'd buy.
Yeah, no, definitely not. And gozers have never been our pick. But drink what you like. And there's a market for it, for sure.
Absolutely. Cheers. But get out to, if you're in Melbourne, head out to Four Pillars.
Yep. We haven't been to Hargraves Hill. Well, the Lilydale.
No.
Hargraves Hill.
Yep. So they're not far away from each other, really. If you
yeah.
Anyway, if you know Melbourne, head out to Hillsville, then head back into Lilydale, and you'll go past Hargraves Hill and have a taste. But
awesome.
Interesting process, that is for sure. And no doubt at this time of year, she's going to be flat dagger out there, I reckon.
I reckon everywhere will be.
Yep, just for sure.
We're all...
spend your money!
Yep, we're all going off.
Yeah. Frog in a sock.
We know for a while. We are going everywhere.
Yep, the numbers are proving it.
Just wait till after Christmas Day. Crikey. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we'll know by the time this comes out.
We will indeed.
Righto. Well, cheers. Thanks again, Hopster Home. Crikey.
I reckon.
Can't really thank you enough. That's no,
definitely.
It is awesome. And to have them delivered to your door. Yeah.
Yep.
Wonder if our code still works.
Yeah. Don't.
Let's throw it out there. If you haven't subscribed to Hopstone,
you should.
Aussie Beer Explorers or one word. Yeah, give it a crack. See if you get $25 off your first order.
Something like that. Don't know. Yeah, yeah. I reckon I've seen some other stuff on social media that you might get better.
Oh, okay. Righto. Go and have a look.
Anyway, just Google away and get the best value for your dollar.
But, that's good.
Again, Hopstone, you hit the nail on the head before. I mean, they've backed us all the way through this journey.
Massively.
And it's been absolutely amazing.
Oh, and, so good.
And same with yourself, Dave. I mean, I know you've come from... I'm going to get all emotional on me.
Well, I was definitely Carlton, Melbourne.
Yeah.
I was all that. Yeah.
That's it. And the journeys... And for me, I guess I was into the craft beer side of things. And I homebrewed for a little while. But what this has done for me is it's challenged my home brewing perspective to get better on that front, because I was getting very conditioned into what I brewed as what I liked.
Okay.
So I didn't know what else was out there. And yeah, you sort of think, well, people can walk into your house and go, oh, you make beer, and you go, oh, yeah.
And they're not going to tell you.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but now I reckon I can almost say with confidence that you won't get a bad beer, or I'll tell you it's bad, but try it.
Yes. Yeah, sure. Yep.
So have a beer. And that's where I'm at the moment. I reckon it's been an awesome journey.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Absolutely. And thanks for coming along.
Far out. Awesome. Yeah. It's been unreal. What a journey. And it's been so much fun. A lot of work too.
Absolutely.
But it's one of the most fun things to do. It'll be interesting to see after we take a bit of time off and go, geez, I really miss it, or...
Yeah.
Are we going to go, gee, it's good to catch up and not have to do that? Yeah. I don't know.
Absolutely.
I don't know what it's going to be.
Who knows? Or it might be the Aussie Gin Explorers.
But all I know is I really look forward to recording every time. I don't know what it is about it, but it's so much fun.
Absolutely.
Because I feel like we're talking to everyone as well. Yeah. Like it's, hard to explain. So it's going to be a bit weird to not be doing it.
Correct.
But
anyway.
Yeah.
Let's just see what happens. Let's just see.
Yep. Anyway, it's been awesome so far. So, yeah.
Correct.
Thanks, everyone, for hanging in there.
Absolutely. And, I don't know, not much else to say, really, I reckon.
Happy New Year. Have a good 2022, hopefully. Cheers to...
don't worry, the Mexicans will win. We'll get more cases than New South Wales.
I know, we've got to pick up our game. Yeah, absolutely. We are lagging behind.
Well, Bob. But anyway, we've proven in the past that we can...
Yeah, we're capable. we will smash that.
All right.
Righto. Cheers.
Stay safe, guys. Cheers.
See ya. Cheers.